Happy Friday. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got a jam-packed show. And I think it's very fitting that on a Friday, we have our best show that we've ever had on In Focus. I think that's very nice. We have Rod Harms, Mike Dotson, and they'll start things off. We'll have John Jobe, Riley County Extension will come in. We'll also have Becky Fitzgerald and Michelle Hobb with Meadow Lark Hills Retirement Community to close things off, talk about Parkinson's Awareness Month, which is in April. But first off, we got Rod Harms and City Commissioner Mike Dotson going to talk about Polished Apple. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome.
Morning.
Thank you for having us.
Glad you braved the changing temperatures to get in the studio this morning.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts out there. Well, it is springtime. It is springtime. You look on the calendar, it is indeed April 6th. And usually springtime means a lot of spring cleaning. Rod, we had you in here, was that last Friday? I believe it was last Friday.
It was, yeah.
And we talked about the citywide cleanup that started earlier this week. But you also want to come back and talk about Polish the Apple, which is kind of a new initiative, if I understand that correctly.
Yeah, we want to take advantage of the city cleanup, which, as you just stated, was will probably be completed today. But the city will continue to come back and pick up things that might have made it to the curb a little too late for pickup this week. We thought that this was a great opportunity to take advantage of that initial week and plan a month in which we could just clean up the city. And both the downtown Manhattan and Aggieville business will be doing a lot of things to spruce up everything, the door entryways and the sidewalks and streets and alleyways. And then for private residents, you know, they're doing the same thing, just kind of continuing what they've done already after taking care of some yard waste and so on. But the overall objective is to connect all of those service organizations that have things to give with all of those people who need help out there in our community. And so we created this organization. Rod really been working this hard. Meetings every Wednesday, particularly with those organizations that we classify as service organizations. There are about four pages of them that we've captured so far, so we know who they are and the kinds of things that they want to do. And then we reach out to those who might need help, ask them to go on Facebook or Twitter or email and ask for the help they need, and then we make that connection between them. So we're working that part hard right now, and Rod has been the engine behind all of this.
Let's hear a little bit from the engine behind all this.
Well, I think Commissioner Dotson is downplaying his role, but it has been a great experience. As he said, we have a number of pages of groups and people who've participated and are now planning those projects. I heard this morning from Manager Fear that, of course, the weather slowed down early in the week, the cleanup. There weren't quite as many bundles of brush out at the curb as typical, but I think yesterday they probably got caught up quite a bit, a lot of bundles I saw around town, and Manager Fear reported. But we're starting to populate. I have here with me a spreadsheet. And as Mike said, we're just trying to pair things. A great example is Kanza Rotary has done a linear trail cleanup for years from Anderson Avenue over to the Four Points. Austin Nichols, one of the mentors of the Community Foundation's group Youth Impacting Community, they're going to do a trail cleanup, picking up for where Kanza leaves off and heading over to Manhattan Avenue. So the Kanza people will be able to teach the youth impacting community how they've done it over the years and hopefully leverage that partnership into the future.
And this is something that you're kind of kicking off this week, more or less, and something that's kind of a 365, 24/7 sort of thought process rather than just kind of 1 week of cleanup, right?
I'd call this, I think what we designed this to do is to test the model. And just as you stated, the hope is that we will have this thing operational throughout the year to link neighbor to neighbor so that those in need can get the help they need. The encouraging part for me as we sit in these Wednesday meetings is to see all these various groups come in, and they're from a broad spectrum across our community. So you've got church groups, you've got organizations like Optimist or Rotary, and Rod and I have gone out to talk to them at various times. You've got individual groups, you've got participation from Kansas State University, ROTC groups, and Boy Scouts, and Job Corps Center, Flint Hills Builders. Everybody has really been very good to us about signing up to help.
Brady Bowman here with Rod Harms and Mike Dotson talking about the Polish the Apple initiative. And you mentioned fulfilling the need. And I'm assuming that one thing people don't think about too much is that when it comes to cleaning out things and getting rid of some stuff, some people probably just don't have the means to be able to clean out some of that stuff or get some of that stuff hauled away.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people in our community, unfortunately, who either do not have any longer the physical strength or perhaps or don't have the economic wherewithal to get someone else to pay someone else to help them. So whether it's to fix a wobbly porch railing or to trim some bushes or those kind of things, this is where they can reach out and get some help.
Because otherwise, what's really kind of the other option?
Yeah, they have no other options. Yeah. They just, there's a lot of people who are shut in, and you see various groups like the Senior Center and people who deliver food to people who are relatively shut in. They can check on them, and we're asking them to make those connections for us as well.
Very good. Anything else, gentlemen? Well, we about got it covered.
I would comment that we've talked about the service agencies and the Manhattan area realtors and stuff like that. So groups, industry groups, but businesses are stepping up too. I received a volunteer form last night from a local landscape company that said they'd bring a crew of eight people, and we're really appreciative. And you know, so there's the social aspect of businesses working with individuals, and that's been terrific.
Very good. Well, I got one more thing that I need to get out of the way. This was by request from yesterday, especially if you're a listener to the show for a while. I think it's time for the InFocus Hot Seat. And this was requested, and this is for you, Mike.
Oh.
Mike, City Commissioner Mike Dotson on the InFocus Hot Seat, requested by retired Lieutenant General Perry Wiggins, who was on our show yesterday morning, and he said that I needed to put you on the InFocus Hot Seat. He was one of the initial InFocus Hot Seat recipients. So here we go, the InFocus Hot Seat. Haven't done one in a while, so here we go with City Commissioner Mike Dotson, also part of Polish the Apple. Hot Seat question number one. If you could be the top player in any sport, what sport would that be in?
Well, for me, it'd be a NFL quarterback, and the one that I look to is Tom Brady. I mean, that's been a terrific program for a long time, and he appears to have high character, too. So,
well done. Well, I don't even know if I need to ask you any more questions. So you nailed it right out of the gate. Question two. We've got three more. Mm-hmm. Question two. Should the federal government provide each U.S. citizen one free grilled cheese sandwich per month?
Man, I think we tough probably question. Already do that. at least provide the economic ability to purchase a sandwich.
There we go. And I see no sweat.
Well, I would opt for a McDonald's hamburger rather than a cheese sandwich. But
Okay. So far, so good. Being strong here on the InFocus Hot Seat. Only the toughest questions right here. What was the last movie you saw in the theaters?
I tell you, I am not a big theater goer, but the last one I saw was Saving Private Ryan, and I saw that in Tampa, Florida.
That was a while back.
Yeah, it was.
That's a good one, though. If you're gonna...
Yeah, my chief of staff came in and asked me if I'd seen it, and I said, no, I don't go to war movies. He said, regardless, you have to go see this. So that first about 12-minute sequence of that was really stirring.
Oh, I bet. Great movie, though. Great movie. And last but not least, City Commissioner Mike Dotson here on the InFocus Hot Seat. What is something people can do right now to make the world a better place?
Well, I think the thing we're faced with now, our biggest challenge is to get to know their neighbors as people and not to get either too far left or too far right. We've got a lot of news out there that needs to be analyzed in each person's own individual style. And we just need some kind of a forum so that we can get along a lot better than we do now.
Very good. Nailed it. Nailed the In Focus hot seat, especially with question one. Well done. That's probably the best answer I've had on the In Focus hot seat. So good. Rod Harms, City Commissioner Mike Dodson, talking about Polishy Apple. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Brady.
More In Focus coming up.
Look for that one.